What I would say is to lean into live video. Lean into live video, create live videos, and then repurpose those into the different formats.
It's Coffee Social, the podcast all about social media and business. And now, here are your hosts, Jonathan Howard and Mimi Langley.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, Jonathan Howard.
Hello, Mimi Langley.
I'm laughing because I was like, is that sound appealing to the ear? You let us know.
I don't know. Should I talk like this all the time?
Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to be back for another episode with you, my friend. Cheers. Bring out that coffee.
Are you?
Oh, always. And you know
always,
this.
Always.
Wait, you have to sip. You have to sip.
I will, even with your nails not done.
You gotta call me out, don't ya? If you're watching the YouTube channel, these bad boys are not done. All right. I've been very insecure about that.
I even trimmed my nails for this episode.
Ooh, I like your nail beds. I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank you.
Jonathan, I don't know if you noticed.
This conversation just got real weird real fast.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm wearing a I Love New York t-shirt.
Oh my God, you love New York. By the way, the nail bed comment and real weird real fast is going to be the opener.
Can I just sing though? In New York. Oh, that was good. I felt like was I pitchy?
A little bit pitchy. You know,
oh my goodness.
If you adjust some of those settings on your device there, you might actually sound like Alicia Keys.
Oh, you mean like auto-tune?
Yeah, you probably would at the Super Bowl because she was a little pitchy.
We love Alicia Keys. Did you hear that they edited that? Like when they actually posted it on YouTube?
They had to.
I didn't really notice it. I watched it live. Anyways.
I watched
it. We love
it live.
Alicia.
It was Screech. We love Alicia.
We love Alicia.
It's Screech. It was
We love Usher. Yes, we love Usher too.
Oh my God. He totally stole the roller skating from Pink. It was not cute.
He's been roller skating for a very long time. Yes, he has. I will defend. I love Pink.
On
we know
stage.
I feel like he has done it on stage. No, I feel like it. Maybe they just borrowed it from each other. I'm sure they're friends.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to start
I am
fight,
so... Okay.
It's going to be the next Kanye Taylor. Ready?
I'm always ready. And no, it's not going to be Kanye Taylor. You're just getting me fired up over here. He knows this. You're throwing me off. Okay. Let's go ahead and do some quick intros. Just in case it's your first time stopping in on Coffee Social, we don't want to scare you, but we are professionals. So, Jonathan, you want to go ahead?
We are professionals. Well, hello. My name is Jonathan Howard, and I am the owner of Success on Social. And I help successful female coaches reach their ideal clients on social media using short-form video, sharing their story, and changing the world. Back to you, Mimi Langley.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. Hey, everyone. I'm Mimi Langley. I teach women in business how to host and moderate on social audio. That includes LinkedIn audio and includes Clubhouse. And it's a really great way to grow your business. So I love doing that. I love teaching about that. So, all right, you guys, let's talk about what the topic is. And the topic is, you know, simple ways to stay consistent when it comes to, you know, comes to showing up on social media, because life happens, right? And there's a lot of demands that happen when you are running a business, right? And so one of the big things is that you want to still remain seen and top of mind and relevant. And, you know, a lot of us can't afford to show up, leave for 5 months, come back. You know what I mean? So let's talk about simple ways to stay consistent. Jonathan, we have a list here today. Let's start off with your favorite platform of choice, and that is Instagram. I just want to throw... I want to throw one in there because for me, for the longest time, I didn't really post. You know, I really didn't have that excitement for Instagram like I once did at that point. And so I wasn't really posting. I wasn't creating reels. I wasn't doing anything really, but I still wanted to, I have a following over there. I still wanted to remain top of mind. And one of the ways that I feel like it's really worked for me, excuse me, as far as staying consistent, has been showing up in stories. Because for me, I feel like Instagram stories, it's just so easy. And we like when things are actually easy every once in a while. And for me, I can pull out my phone and talk to you guys and there's no pressure. You know, it's, I don't know. I feel like it's more buddy-buddy, more casual, more intimate, more, you know, you could be more relatable in your stories, you know? So anyways, that's where I show up a lot is my stories.
And if it's the only thing you can do, absolutely. But you know, I'm going to disagree with you on this one. Why am I going to disagree? Can you guess?
Well, yeah. Okay. Because well, of I reach. Reels, but... Well, there's a lot, you know, there's, you know, not growing more than where you're at. It's almost like you're capping yourself because stories only reach your followers. Yeah.
Yeah. They really pretty much reach your followers. And there's a purpose behind every single aspect of Instagram. So when you look at the funnel, top of funnel is reels. Those go out to people that don't normally see you. The middle of the funnel is your feed that builds trust. And if you don't have anything at the top and middle of your funnel, you're going to have nothing going in. That means you have nothing going into your stories. It's new. It's going to be difficult to make money. So if you pay attention to all of them, and what I would say is to lean into live video. Lean into live video, create live videos, and then repurpose those into the different formats. And you can also, very simply, talk to the camera and create a reel. You don't need to have a big extravaganza with transitions. And, you know, sometimes things like that help, but talking to the camera and connecting with your audience is another great way to use reels, just like you use stories. And you can repurpose stories into reels. So I wouldn't shy away from all the formats. Post one or two a week of each format and you'll be good.
I love that you brought this up. The fact that your reel can literally be, again, it could be your story that you're repurposing. You know, if you're watching a YouTube video, Jonathan's trying to take a piece of hair off his microphone. It's really hilarious. Get over to YouTube if you haven't already. Coffee Social Podcast. No, but I really love that you bring that to our attention that, you know, you are constantly reminding us like we could be using, repurposing a lot of, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on about, you know, repurposing. But I love, yeah. And the fact, if you want to make a reel, you don't have to overcomplicate it. We do that a lot. We get in our heads. We're like, it has to look like this. We have to use all these fancy editing software, you know, apps, you know, and it's like, no, you know, sometimes a reel is just you talking to it. So talking to the video. Yeah. Talking to the camera.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's a great way. And the lives, you can pull from your live and make it a reel. You can pull from your live and make it a post. You can create carousels from your live. So there's lots of ways to do it, you know, just using one piece of content across the board.
I have a question about lives. Well, two questions. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can even do a whole episode on this because I know for time.
Probably could do a live, an episode on lives.
We should.
I've done an entire live challenge. Yeah.
We should. But when it comes to Instagram lives, Instagram allows you to download the video, like it allows you to download your stories. You can download it right onto your phone in your photo gallery. Is that the same?
If you're the only one on the live, yeah. There's always ways around it. You could also record your live using a platform like StreamYard, and then you have your recorded video. So there's ways around it, but yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes
Instagram
a lot of sense.
Is a little weird with that. Yeah.
If you're doing a live by yourself, it should be pretty straightforward. Okay, I love that. Is there anything else that you want to touch upon when it comes to Instagram?
Everything, but there'll be many other Instagram episodes.
But you know, Jonathan, it's like when we say the word consistently, you know, people get it in their heads that it has to be every single day.
Yeah. And it has to be every day, multiple times, and it has to be, you know, crap content that they're just pushing out because they have to be there. None of that is true. Define your own consistency, create good content consistently, and talk to your audience. See what your audience wants. What can you provide to your audience? And there's a lot of that I go over in, you know, my membership, but like, what is your audience asking you? Try answering their questions. That's a good place to start. And that's a great way to be consistent.
I love that. That actually is such a great point. And I love that you mentioned the membership. So why don't we go ahead and roll into some commercials? We have a commercial break, you guys, right now. That's what keeps the lights on for Coffee Social Podcast. So, Jonathan, let's roll to commercial.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see you guys in a second.
Turn the lights off. Tired of being overlooked on social media? Ready to be seen in the crowded marketplace. Attract your ideal clients and increase your impact. The Signature Membership combines all the tools you need to level up your presence, share your powerful stories, and have a bigger impact in the world. See the link to join in the show notes.
I don't know if you're like me, but I'm a busy mom with big dreams. I feel like I have no time in the day to write my book or start my blog. That's why I signed up for the Girl You've Got This Action Over Perfection community. It includes dedicated co-working sessions to get things done, brainstorming sessions so you don't drive yourself crazy, and social audio trainings to learn more about gaining visibility and making sales. Check the show notes for a link to sign up.
All right, you guys, welcome back. Yes, you're back to the episode. We hope you enjoy those commercials. We had a good time putting those together for you.
The lights are out.
Well, that means people need to take action. We'll put the links. If you're watching the YouTube channel, Jonathan literally just turned on a light. We'll put the links for everything in the show notes for you guys. Okay, so let's continue on our conversation about simple ways to stay consistent, you know, show up on social media. We never want you to feel burnt out, you know, overwhelmed, stressed. All those things are not going to help your business, period. I mean, these tips are really valuable. We hope you enjoy. The next thing about showing up on social media, you know, staying consistent, one of the easiest ways, in my opinion, is social audio, which a lot of people have yet to really take advantage of. So that's my wheelhouse, of course. But Jonathan,
yes.
What do you say? Social audio? Me? I love these earrings, by the way. Okay, back to it. Come on, Mimi, focus.
Come on.
Okay, so social audio, and that could be Clubhouse, that could be LinkedIn audio, that could be Twitter Spaces, X Spaces, that could be, there's an app called Wisdom that's social audio. Social audio happens on Threads. Social audio is all over the place. The best thing about social audio for me, and I'm just going to speak from, let's just talk Clubhouse, because they have a great feature in there called Replays, right? So it's recording your audio for you. But with social audio, there's not a lot of having to get ready, which is what I love. It's very flexible for a creator. And what I mean by that is I can show up and grow my business just by taking out my phone and talking to it. I can literally be laying in bed doing this, right? I could be at the grocery store doing this if I wanted to. I could be on my walk doing this if I wanted to. I don't have to worry about setting up video equipment. I don't have to worry about lighting. I don't have to worry about editing, you know, although all that stuff is important. But this is just another avenue for you to grow that like, know, and trust, for you to build that credibility, get in front of new people, right? Raise that visibility. And social audio, it's where it's at. It's where it's at, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And your voice is very powerful. Your voice is unique. Your voice can convey different emotions very clearly. When you use social audio, you're building that trust much faster. And that's important because it's hard to grow an audience of loyal followers. Using social audio as a way to remain consistent and, you know, stay front of mind for your audience is huge. So yeah, absolutely. Mimi, what are some ways that we can remain consistent with social audio?
So, well, one, you can, you know, create voice chats. I'm speaking from the Clubhouse, you know, I mean, we can talk about LinkedIn audio and all the other places, but if you're going to be on Clubhouse, they have a beautiful feature called voice chats. And literally it can take you 30 seconds, a minute, 30 seconds to record and broadcast what you want to broadcast out to your listeners. So if you don't have a lot of time, like let's say you're really dedicated to growing your Facebook group and you're on Facebook 24/7, but you also want another outlet, you can utilize Clubhouse, take a minute and a half, talk about your Facebook group, link your Facebook group, all the things, and get people over there. So there's a lot of ways to show up consistently. You can also hop in on other people's rooms. You know, there's live rooms that happen on social audio. You can hop in there, hop on the stage, bring some value to the stage and grow your reputation that way. I mean, there's a lot of ways, Jonathan.
Yep. Yeah, there's a ton of ways. And just like any of the other platforms, you can then repurpose that into other pieces of content on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on, you know, Threads, wherever you want to do it. So I love that. I have
love
nothing
that
else to add to social audio.
Well, I will say last thing about social audio is we have a whole episode for social audio. So if you guys are really wanting to learn more about it, I encourage you to check out all the other episodes that we have on Coffee Social Podcast, you guys. Okay, moving on to the next way, simple way to stay consistent. And I have here scheduling posts in advance, right? So, and it's a great thing to get in the habit of doing because, again, things happen in your life where it kind of takes you away sometimes from creating content. Mm-hmm. Jonathan, you're like a master at scheduling in advance.
You'd be surprised. I have a lot of tips on how to schedule in advance, and I have a lot of content already created. So I will do that. But I batch my content out, and what I actually do is the day before, I'll decide, hey, I want to post this. Now I have a theme for the week that I want to post about. I have those sort of things done, but I do kind of pick and choose. It's sometimes how I feel, and it's sometimes how a previous post did. Like, I was going to run this one next to build on it, but since there's no momentum to build on, maybe I throw something different out there. So I play by ear, and I like to schedule that way. But you can schedule, one caveat here, and we'll get to that in a second. You can schedule an entire month of content in advance and have it post at specific times. Here's the caveat. You need to go in and engage when you post it, because if you just schedule a month and let it run, you know, just boom, let it go, do its thing. It's not going to do its thing, honey. It's not going to do anything. It's going to sit there. Nobody's going to engage with it because you're not on the platform. You're not sending good signals to the platform that you're here. You're a human and you care about what you're posting.
Yeah. So what would you suggest? Like, you know, it's going to post. So obviously schedule it for a time that you can be present, even if it's only like five minutes of your day, just to engage back to people.
Yeah. I mean, schedule it and set an alarm. That's what I do. I schedule them and I set an alarm. And sometimes even when I'm scheduling on the fly, like this morning's post that hasn't gone up yet, I will schedule on the fly and I'll do it and I will set an alarm. Like, I'm like, make sure you posted the reel already. Go into your drafts and make sure it's not still in drafts. You know, because sometimes I forget, and then I'll go back, and if it's obviously hopefully posted and all those things, I'll go back, I'll engage, I'll make sure that I'm doing all the things that I need to do, because that's important.
Yeah, that's so good, Jonathan. I love that scheduling. And it might not work for you, but again, this may be another avenue that you haven't checked out yet, you know, pre-scheduling things, and you might really love it. So give it a try, you guys. Let's go ahead and we'll do our last point, because I know we don't want to keep these too long for you. We want to keep these episodes digestible. The last way, simple way, is Jonathan wrote this. I'm going to read it word for word. You read it.
Okay. So this is actually a way that I teach how to look at your content. And it's reduce, reuse, recycle, and repurpose. So, and this is my number one tip for saving time, because if you want to save time and remain consistent, you can reduce your long form content into multiple short form posts. A long form piece of content is a blog, a long video, anything like that. So reduce that into shorter form posts. Reuse content across multiple platforms by staggering the publication. This is simple. When you post it on Monday on Instagram, you post it the following Thursday on Facebook. Your people aren't going to remember, but you're saving time because you're reusing the content you've already created. You got to optimize it a little bit, but you're good. Recycle. People need to hear you say something numerous times. So repeat yourself and your points and your posts. You don't need to create new posts every time. So that's recycle, reduce, reuse, recycle, and repurpose as much as possible. Using the top performing posts from your platforms to create more of that type of post. The posts that do well are the posts that you should create more of. So repurpose those and use them across the platforms. So if you do that, reduce, reuse, recycle, repurpose, you're going to save so much time, so much energy, and your content's going to land better.
I love that you said all of that. I mean, I am like, I'm in shock over here, and I'm like, yes, like I have my thumbs up for everything. If you're watching the YouTube channel, you see me with my thumbs up. First of all, I love, just if you pull anything out of that, pull out repeat. You don't have to waste time keeping, you know, trying to think of new ideas, talk about the same things. Reuse your captions too, right, Jonathan? Because I know sometimes that is what holds people up, is the captions. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You recommend that?
Keep a caption bank. And if a caption does well, market it with a star or whatever you want to do and say, this one did well. Just edit out, you know, my call to action so it's the right one or whatever you want to do. You know, I usually mix up the hooks and stuff, mix a hook up, use the same caption. And if you go through my Instagram, you will see the hook may be different, but the caption is the damn same. And then there's a different call to action.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to totally do that after this episode.
And some people, I want to see. It'll hit with some people. They'll be like, oh my God. So look for camera confidence. I think I use the same caption all the time with a different hook. If you wanted to see how it works, and different people, hits different people different times. Nobody has ever said, oh my God, you used this caption last week or 2 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago.
Bingo. I love that, Jonathan. That was so good. That's such a great way to wrap this up. We hope you guys enjoy these simple ways. We hope you feel pumped up and excited to go ahead and start creating your content again on social media. Jonathan, go ahead, buddy. I'm going to toss it to you to do your favorite line.
You're tossing it to me. You're tossing it to me to make sure. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here today. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And if you enjoyed any of this podcast, please make sure that you rate us 5 stars on your favorite podcast platform. Why do you want to do that? Because Mimi cries if she doesn't get 5 stars. And we don't want Mimi to cry. While we wanted to cue Sarah McLachlan music, we don't have the rights to it. So over to you, Mimi.
Wait, no, that's not her song. Wrong song, Mimi. Get the artist right. What you doing?
It's the one when the dogs cry.
Oh, I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Anyway, we don't have the rights to it. Oh, we can't sing it.
We can't. Okay.
Arms of an Angel. Yeah. But we can't sing it. We don't have the rights.
Well, we're going to get her on the podcast. I'm not going to ruin that for us, Jonathan.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We'll go ahead and end it with the most... Actually, no, real quick. We are on Instagram. We're on YouTube. You guys, check the show notes. We're going to have everything there for you, all the links, so it's very easy to follow us and what we're up to. We're going to end it with the most important question of them all. Very important for you to ask yourselves while you're listening to these episodes. And that is, are you team Mimi or
team Jonathan, who drops all the value? Cheers.
Cheers. I'm not cheersing that. No, I don't care how far you put your coffee cup into the camera. Okay. Uh-huh. Mr. Le Croissant. Okay. All right. Croissant. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye, Jonathan Howard.
Bye, Mimi Langley.
Bye. Bye, everyone. I can see it.